From KMUW Wichita.
From Toronto, Ontario.
And from Armenia, Spain.
This is You're Saying It Wrong. Let's talk words. Let's talk famous people and their names and how to pronounce them if you want to sound like an expert or a snob. I'm Fletcher Powell, host and producer at KMUW in Wichita, Kansas. And joining me, of course, Kathy Petrus and Ross Petrus. Hello, Ross, from your home in Toronto with all of your wonderful books behind you. How's it going today?
It's going great, Fletcher. It's a nice sunny day outside. Spring is here. Everything is wonderful.
Kathy Petrus with her nice glass of wine in Armia. Hello. How are you, Kathy?
Muy bien, gracias.
I just saw Ross sip some tea and Kathy sip some wine. I think we know who's doing better here. Well, today we are getting snobby because we are talking about, well, people's names, names of things that have a couple of different ways of being said, and one is the correct way, or sometimes the snobby way, and the other way is the way the great unwashed say them, I guess.
I think that's perfect, yeah, because we called it like words that you mispronounce that you don't realize you're mispronouncing, but for total snob appeal, there's a way to pronounce them that everybody goes, ooh, they go, ugh. It's more the latter, right?
I mean, because some of these that we're going to talk about, and as usual, Kathy and Ross did not give these to me ahead of time except for a few seconds ago, and so it's not like I've looked these up, but some of these we're talking about, there are just plain correct ways to say them. Some of the others, there are ways that, you know, most people, Americans, would say them, and then ways that kind of snobby people would say them that would make people roll their eyes a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a mix there. Some of them, I mean, it's just the way you ought to say it.
Others are, if you say it, you're like, quote, in the club. Whether the club is one that you want to be a
right,
member of
exactly.
or not, it's up to you. Frankly, I say to hell with the club, but that's beside the point.
But the first one actually got me in a club, which was really odd because I had no idea how to do this. Fletcher, let's do the first one right there. What do you see?
Okay, this is a famous ladies' man, I guess. I don't actually really know the story here, but it is what we would typically call Don Juan right here in the U.S.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know that there is an British English version of this named Don Juan.
Very
you
good.
Got it, Fletcher.
Actually, Ross, you should have said, asking Fletcher, is can you pronounce Byron's?
It's Byron.
Don.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And Fletcher, you're completely correct. And I have to admit, I did not know this until several years ago when we wrote one of our books. You're saying it wrong. It is Don Juan. And I did not know this, but it came in handy. One time I was at a party. And I was talking to this distinguished professor emeritus. And he was talking about Byron. I said, oh, Don Juan. And he looked at me and said, ah, you know your Byron. And instead of saying, and what I said was, I do not know my Byron. But I went, ah, yes, of course. So it was a perfect snob appeal moment there.
If it weren't already clear, I do not know my Byron, but for some reason I did.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Well, I do. This is one that I knew because I studied him in college, but I thought it was just really irritating. And it's hard when you're in a class and keep saying Don Juan when you're thinking, you're looking at it and it says Don Juan. I mean, you know, but in the poem, you see the rhyme scheme. It says, till after cloying the gazettes with Kant, the age discovers he is not the true one. Of such as these, I should not care to vaunt. I'll therefore take our ancient friend, Don Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lord Byron.
Wow.
But I don't like it.
Wow.
But I mean, I'm wondering if even he did. He always referred to Don Juan as Donnie Johnny. Apparently.
Really? What? I love it. I love it. That's,
Donnie
that's
Johnny.
Magical.
Yes.
Just a little question about that. So is it Don? I mean, I don't really know anything about Don Juan. I'm just going to show my ignorance here. Is it Don Juan unless we're talking about Byron's poem?
Apparently, yes.
And is this just one of those cases where the British like to pronounce things their own way? I mean, like Beecham instead of Beauchamp.
I sort of wonder, because Don Juan is a satirical poem mm-hmm. by Byron. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't go back into his head, but I'm wondering maybe he was sort of making it slightly as a joke or okay. something. Calling him Don Juan. I have no idea of knowing. Kath, do you have any ideas on that or not?
I have no idea, Ross. That was many years ago, and I got a good grade, but I didn't like the poem, so I really didn't pay much attention. I think that makes a lot of sense, because it was very satirical, and I'm just thinking, like, when you say things, you overpronounce, you do something like, you know, like we talked about, I could care less versus I couldn't care, like, I could care less, you know? Mm-hmm. If it's that, Don Juan. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. And the true one, Juan, is sort of an awkward rhyme anyway, slightly, you know? So I'm just wondering if it's just all a joke and he liked it for that reason.
Well, I'm hoping that someone writes in and tells us, that gives us more information.
I mean, he called him Donnie Johnny, so.
In his letters, yeah. So he's playing around with it anyway.
I love it. Speaking of playing around, especially with words and making them up completely, famous children's book author Dr. Seuss. Now, I assume you don't want me to tell you that his name is Theodore Geisel, but rather, how do you actually pronounce either Dr. or Seuss? I'm going to say that Dr. is probably Dr. I think I remember hearing somewhere that Seuss, S-E-U-S-S, maybe should actually be like Zeuss.
Ooh, you're good.
How close was I? Is it with that Z sound too at the beginning?
Not the Z sound, no, but the voice part.
Okay, so it's Zeuss.
Is Zeuss. Correct. It's his mom's maiden name, Seuss or Zeuss, if you will. Uh-huh. And it was supposed to rhyme with voice. But Americans, when he started getting published, called it Seuss, because it's sort of like reading pronunciation we go back to.
Yeah, sure.
And he just succumbed. He thought, okay, everybody's saying Seuss, fine, I'll be Seuss, you know?
Just like we famously only refer to the psychology luminary as Sigmund Freud.
yes, we do. In the Petrus household.
So Dr. Seuss basically gave up. He just said, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, he was selling, so, you know... Why create any problems?
Okay.
The next one you have in front of you, he's an American sociologist and writer, historian, civil rights activist. I remember studying him in high school or junior high.
Didn't I did you too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Big, big name.
Yeah.
But a problematic one.
If I'm correct, I think there is a way that you're supposed to say this, and I think it's W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yes.
Correct.
Not Dubois.
This is interesting, though, because a few years ago, when remember Bessie DeVos, I guess, was the Department of Education, she gave a tribute, and I'm going to quote her statement when she said it. Education must not simply teach work. It must teach life. And then she went on to say the person who said this was W.E.B. Du Bois. And there was an explosion on the net.
Yeah.
Which I think was justified. I mean, you know, this guy is a famous American person talking about education, and she can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, I think that outrage was absolutely justified. He's not an obscure figure, and if you're familiar at all with him, I mean, other than maybe pulling a quote from him off the internet, which is maybe what happened, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then
probably so.
Yeah, then you really ought to know.
And his justification for his name was that he had been, you know, the family had been American for many generations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't call St. Louis Saint-Louis. We call it St. Louis. And, you know, you look at how the spelling in English and it's Du Bois. And that's what it was. And that's what it is.
I actually really like that a lot. I like that attitude a lot.
I like this next one. And it's because, so we're talking about a comet. A comet that comes around once every, I think, 76 years? And
yeah, 75 to 76 years.
I remember that because it came around when I was a kid. And maybe around, I want to say, 1986, 1987 was the last time it came around. And I remember what a big deal it was and how we drove out into the country to get away from the lights to look up in the sky and try to catch this comet.
Cool.
Like I remember.
Did you see it?
I remember all of this vividly. Yeah, we did see it.
Cool.
And so this comet, the name is Halley, apostrophe S. And it's named after a guy named Edmund, I think. And his name, as far as I know, is Halley. It should be Halley's Comet. I remember there being a little confusion about one of three ways, Halley, Holly, or Haley. And I remember somebody saying it can be Halley's Comet or Holly's Comet, but not Haley's Comet.
Exactly.
Kath, I think we should just get off the show and let Fletcher just tell us everything.
Well, I just want to say,
I'm going to go take a break.
I mean, I remember all of that so well. It was just such an interesting thing to me when I was a kid.
It's a beautiful, very succinct statement about his name. You're completely correct. There's actually some debate amongst people if how it really was pronounced. No one, obviously, Holly is dead. We have no idea, you know, how he pronounced it. But most people say Halley. Some people say Holly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But most people agree it was not Haley. However, this has led me to a problem, and I've had this problem on many occasions now, with Nikki. I always say now, I say Nikki Holly. It's not. It's Nikki Haley.
The former governor of South Carolina. Yeah. Nikki Haley.
Yeah. But I was talking like very, I was like waxing rhapsodic about the election or whatever a couple months ago. And the person goes, didn't you mispronounce that name? And it kind of ruined my whole point.
Although she spells her name Haley, like the rock and roll guy, Haley in the Comets.
Right.
Bill Haley in the Comets.
I know.
Which is just with a single L.
Yeah, so it should be Haley. I agree with you, but I've got this so stuck in my head that I go Holly with that too. I know, it's terrible.
I say Haley's Comet still. I got to admit it. I don't think I've ever said Halley's Comet. I think I do say Haley's Comet. And I just also want to let you know that the next time it'll appear is mid-2061.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Well, hope we make it, but I doubt it. So.
Eat well, Ross. Exercise more.
Yes.
Okay?
So I would have been right. Around 1986, maybe 1985, I guess. Somewhere around there is when it came around last time.
86. You were right. 86. Right. Okay, next.
We're going to move to Middle Earth. And the author of the famous Lord of the Rings trilogy and The Hobbit is?
Yeah. I mean, typically we hear, and I say his name as J.R.R. Tolkien. I can never remember how to spell his last name, whether it's T-O-L-K-I-E-N or T-O-L-K-E-I-N. But apparently it's I-E. So I say J.R.R. Tolkien. Most people around me do. I do occasionally hear Tolkien.
And that latter is correct. It is. It's Tolkien.
Yeah.
I still say, I know it's, he pronounced it Tolkien.
Mm-hmm.
I still pronounce it Tolkien. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it, Kathy. I say Tolkien.
I'm totally in the Tolkien camp. I cannot, I now that I know it's pronounced Tolkien, I can't say it. I just can't. With the last time we were talking about Gerald Durrell, and now I know it's Durrell. I can't do that. Lawrence Durrell's, you know, Alexandria Quartet. No, I say Durrell and I say Tolkien. And they both are dead, so they can't argue with me. So I'm happy.
But just to be even more annoying, they have recorded interviews with Tolkien's descendants, and they pronounce it slightly differently as Tolkien, with a slight elision between the E and the N blurred together.
Oh boy.
So it's kind of Tolkien, but kind of Tolkien. It's like,
that to me, though, makes sense when you look at the word K-I-E-N, Tolkien.
It does.
That
Tolkien.
Yeah,
Tolkien. I don't know.
I still say Tolkien. I'm
Tolkien.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to stick with Tolkien. Do we know how he felt about the mispronunciation of his name?
Apparently didn't bother him.
Okay. Well, this next one, I have an opinion on. I have an opinion that we should probably just say it the wrong way, at least as Americans.
I agree with you.
Yeah, we're talking.
I agree with you.
We're talking about, well, I'm going to assume we're talking about the Impressionist painter Vincent van Gogh, or Vincent van Gogh, which I think is probably the more correct way. But don't you just kind of cringe a little when somebody says van Gogh?
I think it's snobby. I don't think you really need to say van Gogh. Yeah. I agree with you completely. I think because we're English speakers, we're not Dutch. I don't think we need to exactly pronounce his name in this case.
We go back to W.E.B. Du Bois saying, you know, that the family decided it was fine, you know?
Yeah, an American painter like Van Gogh, why not? I think that, I mean, his paintings have entered into the English language. I mean, his artwork, etc. And I think we can pronounce it as we do. I mean, we don't pronounce a lot of a lot of things that are foreign that way. So I don't think we need to in this case. Completely.
Also,
agree.
I mean, the Dutch, the pronunciation is stuff that we don't have in our language naturally.
Right.
So, I mean,
exactly.
It seems to me that we end up sounding like twits trying to say it properly. No, we can't.
But let's now move on to another one where I think perhaps
I have a question specifically about this last name. If there were a contemporary person with this last name who pronounced it Van Gogh and they were in the news, I'm thinking some maybe within the last decade, and I can't remember the specifics, so I apologize, but I think there was a filmmaker and I think he was murdered and he was Dutch and he had this last name. I assume he pronounced it Van Gogh. Would you, if you were talking about that in conversation with somebody, would you refer to him as Van Gogh or Van Gogh?
No, I would use
Van Gogh.
Yeah,
I would use Van Gogh too, because that's how he wants to be known as
right
now. And I think that's his name now. That's how he pronounces it. Yeah. That's fine, I think. Okay. But this is an historical figure in the corpus of art, you know, that we all know. And I think it's Van Gogh for us in that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're going to move into another one where I think we should maybe be slightly twittish. Look at
this next plane. I agree, Ross.
I agree too. And I wonder how much of this, I guess we don't really have to be consistent, do we? I don't know. Maybe we, I can't.
I don't think we do.
No, we don't.
No. Language is completely inconsistent. I think this is a case where we should be
What is
inconsistent.
It? A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of shallow minds. Is that what it is?
I think it was little minds, but I'm
little
not
minds,
little minds.
Yeah.
I
little
think.
Minds. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, this is a composer, German, yeah? And
yes.
Famous for big things, big operas, etc. Mm-hmm. Wagner is how most people, I think, know, at least I mm-hmm. hope know, his last name should be. His first name, I guess, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Yes.
Yes.
Richard. But here I'd be a half twit, half non-twit.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
you. I would say Richard Wagner.
Yeah.
I would say Richard Wagner. I would not say Richard Wagner. Nor would I say
Richard Wagner. I would be clever and merely refer to him as Wagner. I would avoid the first name.
Yes.
The thing that gets me, though, is there's a college in New York that's named after Wagner, and it's spelled W-A-G-N-E-R, but it's pronounced Wagner.
Oh, really?
So then you really mm-hmm. get, like, yeah, it's Wagner College. It's not Wagner College.
Yeah, I didn't know that was named after him.
Named after him, but here we go again with inconsistencies in English. Here we go again. That's fine, too.
Yeah.
This is another one where I'm slightly a twit on. And this is an interesting little story with it. Fletcher, you know this one.
Another German, maybe? At least I think it's a German name. Very famous for a strip. this typically we know as the Möbius strip, that line that goes on and on forever. M-O-E-B-I-U-S or M with the umlaut over it. B-I-U-S.
Umlaut.
Yeah. And so it's, we know it as Möbius. I think with that umlaut, it makes it something like Möbius or something.
Yes, it does. Very good, Fletcher. And this was fun. Kathy and I, years ago, were watching Jeopardy.
I remember it vividly.
And I just loved this one. And there was like, you know, who made this, in the mathematics category, there was who made
in
this
Jeopardy.
Strip. In Jeopardy.
It was on Jeopardy.
And the question,
yeah.
You're supposed to say what the question is. And there was a really good Jeopardy player who was very precise and said, who was Möbius? With that R. Uh-huh. So Trebek goes, no, the correct question was, who was Möbius? And then Catherine was screaming at this point.
My God.
He got it right. He got it right. And a few minutes later.
Did. If you recall, they came back and said they reinstated his points. But the thing that also made me sad was that was the same guy who suddenly fell. And I remember at the time, did he faint or something? Because he was so upset. And now that I've been on the show and I'm short, if you're short, you stand on a crate, a milk crate, literally. Maybe they don't anymore, but when I was on. And let me tell you, you're nervous anyway. You're trying to buzz in and all this. And you're thinking, if I step too far this way, I'm going to fall off the damn crate. And apparently he did.
Oh, no.
I really feel bad for the guy.
Do you remember, did he win that whole thing or not?
I don't think he did. I don't remember, actually.
Because I think that would sort of put me off a little bit.
It would certainly put me off. Like, getting, like, they tell you you're wrong and then you fall off a crate.
I know.
Come on.
I didn't know Jeopardy was so physically dangerous.
Yeah, right. See?
Okay, this one is, this is one that I have known for a long time. I don't know why I learned it. I always thought it was kind of fun. I still have no idea why it's pronounced this way. This is a, is it a diarist?
Diarist, yes.
Yeah, and he, so Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, that's what that is as far as I know. His last name is spelled P-E-P-Y-S, and I'm pretty sure that is pronounced Peeps, like the little marshmallow things.
You got it, Fletcher. It is Peeps. And everyone who knows about him always is make sure to say Peeps. But the interesting thing that we found was that the family of Peeps have various pronunciations of the name. Here we go again with the inconsistencies. We have some people pronouncing it Peeps, some people pronouncing it Peps, some people Papes, etc. Some people Pepis.
I like Pepis is the best.
Pepis is the Pepis. Best. I thought it was Pepis as a kid. I remember, you know, looking at it in a book, and I said, Pepis, of course.
That's what it looks like.
And then I discovered it was, yeah, and then I discovered it was Peeps. But people pronounce it in various ways, and they spell it differently, too.
Although the guy, one of the family members, I'm not going to even try, Walter, P-E-P-Y-S, it wrote a genealogy, and he said that Pepis was probably the most correct pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Since it originally came from the French P-E-P-Y. How would you pronounce
it? Pepe, I guess. I don't know. But Kathy, other people other people have disputed that, too. That's the problem with names. You never really know. Other people have said, no, it's not true.
Yeah.
So you can't win.
Well, and you two have experience with different pronunciations of your own name within your family, don't you?
Oh, gosh. All the
time.
Yes,
we do. Aunt Helen always got mad at us for being Petruses.
Yeah, she would pronounce it Petrus. The worst for us, though, is we have someone here who, for some reason with the S, doesn't get the idea that, like, that's part of the name. So she'll send us, like, an email and go, here's something for the Petras. As if, like, our name is, you know, Petra. As like if our name is Petra, not Petras. And a couple times I've said it, but then I just sort of gave up, which goes back to the whole name thing. If people have said, like, we're on TV, they'll go, Kathy and Ross Petrus, and we go, Petrus, but, you know, leave it. Yeah. Not a big deal.
I don't care. Call me anything. You know, really. Call me Peeps. I'm fine with it.
I just want to get credit for what I said, Kath.
I don't really mind.
Okay, we're going to do a quick lightning round now, Fletcher. Do we have time?
First, we have the famous 20th century photographer. This is a trick question.
This okay, is a trick ready? Question. Okay.
Yes.
D-I-A-N-E, last name A-R-B-U-S. Now, I'm quite familiar with her. I guess I never have heard anyone say her name. I think I always would have just figured it was Diane Arbus.
You would be wrong.
Yeah, apparently.
So now, where's the trick in this? Let's see if you can get the trick in this one.
The trick is it's actually the first name that has a different pronunciation.
Yes. Good. You got it.
Ross, we like gave that to him.
Give it to him anyway. He got the first part wrong.
Is it like Dion?
It's Dion Arbus.
Dion
Arbus.
Huh. No, yes. I did not know that.
I didn't either. And I realized the same thing as you, Fletcher, because I mean, I've known her work since I was a kid. And I don't think I ever heard anyone mention her. I just saw her name all the time.
Yeah, you if you never hear anybody say it, then you just go around saying it however it looks, usually.
Okay, let's move on to, this is a name that I think we can pronounce in English this way.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to be a real snob and go into the Latin pronunciation.
You're at a Latin cocktail party, Fletcher.
I don't know anything other than Julius Caesar. I mean, in Latin, it's probably a K sound or something. Caesar or something like that.
Okay, let's give you another clue. Think of the guy, and this is the closest you can get. Think of the guy who was the head of Germany in World War
One. Kaiser, right?
Right.
Which comes from, which comes from Caesar.
Right.
So is it Kaiser in Latin?
Kaiser. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Kaiser. It'd be Julius
Caesar.
Julius Caesar.
Ooh,
yes.
That sounds scarier than Julius Caesar, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
But I want to say, speaking of a Latin cocktail party, you remember the one about how Julius Caesar walks into a bar and he says, "Hey, bartender, I'll have a Martinez." And the bartender says, "You mean a martini?" He says, "Look, if I wanted more than one, I'd ask for it."
Yes.
I do love that.
I know. I love that one. I know. I love that joke.
Another artist. This is the guy who created The Simpsons, Matt. His last name, Groening. I think it's graining, not groaning.
Very right. Good, Fletcher. So let's move to the next one. He's going to get this one wrong, I think.
I think I am. Now, I do know who this is. I think he passed within the past couple of years, but he was a Buddhist monk, became very famous for his books about mindfulness and that sort of thing. But I never really heard his name said. I'll spell it out. It's three names, T-H-I-C-H, second name N-H-A-T, last name H-A-N-H. You know, I always would have said something like Thich Nhat Hanh, but I have no idea.
Whoa, you got it.
Is that really it?
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, he's got Ross. In fairness, he reads news stuff, so he knows things.
But Kathy, the really horrible part is we've cited him in numerous places, and we've always said,
and
Kathy,
I still
did
call
you
him Thich.
I've gone Kathy, did you put Thich in there or not? And we both have. It's terrible.
We know it's wrong. I want to say that right now. We know we're pronouncing it incorrectly. However, I don't think Tick. I think Thich. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Nhat Hanh, I would get.
Okay.
The Nhat Hanh, I would too. It's hard not to guess that one.
Ross, I'm clinging here. I'm clinging to something. A flotsam. I know. For God's sake.
Like in the next word we're going to come up with, I mean, the first name is very obvious to us too.
We're going to the name that starts with Theodore, which is pronounced Theodore.
Oh, yeah.
He's an American poet.
Famous.
Yeah, Theodore Seuss Geisel, right? No, that's not. We talked about him earlier. This poet, so Theodore, I think it is just Theodore. His last name is spelled R-O-E-T-H-K-E. And I believe it's something along the lines of Rettke.
Wow. Whoa, Fletcher. Wow. I'm in awe of you now.
Yes.
Yes, it was correct.
Yes. He wrote a poem, The Waking, which is everywhere. I really liked it, but I always thought it was Rettke. I would have pronounced it that way.
Well, that's still pretty close.
I thought it was T-H. Th. I did not do the
Yeah, I mean, too, but then I say Thich. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Thich, Rettke. Mr. Thich, meet Mr. Rettke. I think that would be a great hit at a party with those two then.
Oh, come on, we jolly them along.
You're Saying It Wrong is part of the NPR network and is produced in the studios of KMUW in Wichita, Kansas by me, Fletcher Powell. Kathy Petrus records from her home in Armilla, Spain. Ross Petrus from his home in Toronto, Ontario in Canada. Torrin Anderson composed our theme music, and our digital team is Beth Golay, Kate Hutchins, and Carly Cooper. If you have a question for Kathy and Ross, you can email me at powell@kmuw.org or email them at kandrpetrus@gmail.com. You can find all of their books pretty much anywhere you get books, and a handful of them are also available on audiobook, read by the authors themselves. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.